by an individual, the first thing they holler is the member of the Ku Klux Klan has attacked me.
What about this so-called alleged warfare guerrilla training camp in Macon, Mr. Craig? I understand that you at one time sent a notice to each Claiborne in Georgia telling them they must have a representative at the training camp. Why? What is it? Is
well,
it a training camp?
Naturally, we train our people. We train our people in karate and jiu-jitsu and so forth because, you know, you can go down here on Peachtree Street and learn the same acts. We feel it's bodybuilding. We have bodybuilding instructors there, and I think it's great for the white people. And we certainly hope to get into the youth of America before long and do the same.
Well, there were instances where you were teaching demolition and terror activities and burnings and bombings. They said you used an old car to burn and firearms. In fact, one report said it was a training ground for the Klan's assassins.
Well, I don't know of any. I know of where we do. We go out here and we rifle practice, we pistol practice, but it's not to put fear into any citizen of this country, regardless of whether he's Jew, Catholic, Negro, or Indian, or white man. We do this as part of our fraternal organization. We feel that it's good for our members to learn how to shoot a rifle. We feel it's good for our members to learn how to use their hands in self-defense.
Are you preparing for something, Mr. Craig?
We are preparing for our own self-defense, for the white man's self-defense. We are not preparing, we'll not be caught like the people of California were caught out there in the middle of the night with a big race riot going on in their midst. They didn't know which way they were going. I have a number of friends out there that were literally scared. They had made reservations to come out of there by plane. And I certainly feel that our people are not running. We have no reason to run. We feel that we can protect ourselves wherever we are.
Well, what I'm getting at, as I said, knowing this much about the Klan, I do not. And I'm asking these questions. It's been nothing. I've had nothing to me but known the Klan is to be a violent, militant organization that practiced terror activities. And in fact, to be perfectly frank, and I will be, I think we can get along together here. I had written little notes outside certain questions careful, because I don't know. I didn't. If it was true, I sure certainly don't want a cross burning in my front yard.
Let me offend
anybody.
Let me bring this point out. After hundreds of thousands of dollars and probably $1 million was spent by the House Un-American Activities Committee in Washington, D.C. in their investigation of the Ku Klux Klan, there was not one incident where an act of violence was brought out that could be charged to a man. In other words, that's what we wanted. If they had information where a member of this organization had committed an act of violence, we wanted him prosecuted, because we feel that that people get out here and commit an act of violence and then charge to the Klan certainly hurts us, and that it certainly will not do us any good. And we was under the impression that that's what this hearing in Washington, D.C. was all about, that they was going to bring out where an individual out here had committed an act of violence. But after we got up there and we seen that it was nothing but a farce, it was nothing but a cover-up for some of their own activities, then naturally we're not turning over our membership records to anyone. We go to jail before we do it. And we may have to go to jail for what we stand in, for what we believe in. But if we do, it will be a form of discrimination, because some of these so-called civil rights groups, such as the American Civil Liberties Union, the NAACP, the SNCC and SLCC, and all the rest of them, has done more to destroy this country than the Klan has ever done in its 100 years of existence.
Well, is this a training camp down in Bibb County?
Not to my knowledge, sir.
What is its purpose?
Well, like I stated, not to my knowledge, there's one there. So there couldn't be a purpose if there's not one there.
Well, it had been stated and before, and of course you read the article, I'm sure, in the Atlanta Constitution, that had your name signed to a notice saying to have a representative there.
Well,
I'm not saying these are true. I'm just saying that.
Let me bring this point out now. The bulletin you're particularly speaking of was a more or less a training held in Bibb County. It was several years ago, but that training camp hasn't been there for some time. And which at that training camp we did show the different methods of disarming a man, how to shoot weapons, how to disassemble weapons and assembly weapons, how to more or less strictly self-defense. That's the basis of the whole thing. And I think every American, well, I mean, it's proven by the attacks upon the white people, even in the streets of Atlanta, that every American today should have some method of defense.
Hey, let's take a few more phone calls. Our telephone number, 231-2970. Open line, our guest is the Grand Dragon of the Georgia Ku Klux Klan, Calvin Craig. All right, our line is open. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
I would like to ask Mr. Craig. He feels that his organization puts forth an honorable effort in our state and does not participate in violent causes. However, with the publicity that the Klan gets in the Atlanta newspapers and in the other media across our state, does he not realize that undesirable characters may be attracted to his organization because of the publicity which is received by his group? In other words, a lot of run-of-the-mill characters can get into the Ku Klux Klan, no matter how honorable Mr. Craig feels the intentions of the Klan are. Do you get my point? And could I ask Mr. Craig if he feels that the Ku Klux Klan screens its members adequately?
All right, thank you for calling. We'll answer you on the air.
Yes, sir, I feel that we screen our members adequately, but it's just like this. We get a bad apple in the barrel every once in a while, and the minute that apple is identified as being bad, we get him out of the barrel right away.
All right, eyeliner's open. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
I'd like to ask Mr. Craig and the Georgia Ku Klux Klan, what is his position in relationship to Norman Rockwell and the American Nazi Party? Thank you.
Thank you.
None whatsoever, sir.
I wanted to ask this question myself. Is there any connection at all?
There's no connection between the United Klans of America and any other organization, regardless of whether Norman Rockwell, the National States Rights Party. We are not affiliated with any other organization or Klan group at all.
What is the difference between your group and the group headed by Mr. James Venable?
Well, of course, I wouldn't like to talk about Mr. Venable on the air. I understand he's got, or has taken in several Negro Klan members. In other words, it speaks for itself. I was a strictly a white Klan, and his is one of the integrated Klans.
Dude, I didn't think they had such a thing that they called the Ku Klux Klan as an integrated Klan.
I'd like to bring this point out. Mr. Venable thought enough of his Klan oath to go to Washington, D.C. and hand over all the files of his organization to the House Un-American Activities Committee, in which he violated his oath. Of course, he will probably ask for equal time on this radio station on that statement, but I state that.
Well, I seem to get quite a bit of animosity between you and Mr. Venable, is it there?
No, I just do not feel that he's a Klan leader. I feel that he's a self-appointed leader, and there's no animosity whatsoever. He's just, you might say, a paperback Klansman.
Is he in the United Klans of America?
No, sir, he is not.
What is the name of his group?
I don't even know. I think it changes every day.
Okay, Mr. Craig. My line is open. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
I'd like to ask Mr. Craig since they have investigated the United Klans, why they had investigated the